This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Had a chuckle during the break. We're talking to the boss and our company's changing from CBS Radio to Entercom. Entercom's
yes.
bought it. We actually got an email from the CEO.
We did.
His name
yes.
is David Field.
Correct.
Or David Feld.
No, it's David Field. Like you play on a field with an I.
Got you. And we're talking about these options we had, like 401k and stock options. And we got these forms, and none of us really understood them.
Yeah.
I went to my financial advisor, and
I took
he told me to do
that.
One thing. Jason's financial advisor told him to do another thing.
Right.
And Cakes was somewhere in the middle between Jason and I. And yesterday he was like, I'm converting 35%.
Yes.
And I'm at 0%. And Jason was like, more than that. Right. And so I'm walking back with my cup of water. And I was happy because I had a fellow 0%er. CK chose to do 0% as well. So I was like, all right, I got a partner in crime. And then Cakes goes, nope, you got a third. I said, I thought you were doing 35%.
He didn't get it in.
He forgot to send it in.
He didn't get it in.
Yeah, I didn't.
Mr. Stock over
well,
there.
Well, I looked at the literature, and I just kind of, because there was so much paperwork.
It's overwhelming.
I looked at it, and I just said, meh, I'm not really that interested in doing it in the first place. But then I talked to my financial advisor, and he said, we should do it. He thought the deadline was the 16th because that's when the original like press release said the deadline was, but the real literature set from like the brokerage house or whatever it is, deadline was the 10th.
Yeah, I mean,
missed
he said it,
slept on it.
Said it right there on the paper,
yeah,
the
I know,
top
I,
of the paper.
Well, it's on me. I slept on it. It's okay.
Just made me laugh.
Life will go on somehow.
Made me chuckle.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm just excited about our new parking option that we might have.
Oh, that's big. Like a bonanza for the junks.
I'm a fan of the home wood.
That seems very cool. All right, it's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Of course, we have Steve Tasker coming up at 8:40. We can ask him what he thinks about our big bet. We've got 1,400 riding on the Saints. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I really want the Redskins to win. I'll be a little bit bitter if I lose 360, but I just think it's going to be very, very, very difficult.
Losing 360 will sting.
It'll hurt. But it peel it
there are
off
weeks,
and it...
sometimes months, in fact, when I don't make a bet at all because there simply is no play.
I should have listened to that advice.
Usually, once you peel off the ducats, the pain is getting them from your house or whatever and putting it in your wallet, bringing it in, and then waiting to pay. But then once you pay, it's over.
Anything
Who cares?
That costs stings. Look, I went to Best Buy yesterday to the Geek Squad because I have this old computer.
Oh, what are you doing?
2009.
Don't you use your connections? Haven't you? You've not through 20 years. You don't have a computer guy yet. You gotta get a guy.
I don't have constant computer problems like you have. Like every 2 or 3 months.
Oh,
every
I'll
two
tell
or three
this.
Months.
We were doing the pregame show, and JP brought his Microsoft Surface.
Yeah,
and like a stone tablet. I think it's faster than that.
It's also
tablet.
It's the original Surface. So they're probably on like
I
Surface
mean,
8.
He
by
was
now.
Struggling to get some.
You
got information.
Have a guy. You can't go computer. To the Geek Squad. You got to have a guy.
Well, this was a 2009 computer. I think.
Oh my god,
that's seen a lot
and
of so, pornos.
So many bugs.
It had been fixed a couple years ago, like virus stuff, right?
A decade
but
of live jasmine.
To be honest, it was a computer
so many
that
pop-ups.
Was just for my son, really, who just plays Roblox.
Imagine what a black light would look like on that screen, that computer from 2009.
So it's just an old-ass computer that was a beater, and it just shut down. And so I knew it wasn't worth
it. Just quit. Raise the white flag.
I was like, but I got 7 years worth of pictures on there.
Yeah.
And so they told me, well... Your warranty, whatever, covers fixing the computer, which is not worth fixing. Is like,
what
but to transfer
a warranty.
Well, whatever it is. Not a warranty.
The thing's 10 years old.
I got the Geek Squad. We'll fix certain things. So the
got
Geek
it.
Squad, you pay them $50 a year, whatever it is, they fix it, right?
What a scam that is.
And so they'll fix certain things, but if you want to move your data, it's like $100.
That's why you got to have a guy. Do you want me to get my guy on it with you?
I'm already
They'll move
in.
Your
I'm
data
done.
Free.
You have a warranty on your compact Presario.
How do you not have a guy?
Commodore 64.
You gotta have a guy.
Because I don't have constant, incessant issues like you do.
I don't have incessant, but I mean, they happen several times a year.
Right, several times a year. Doesn't happen to me several times a year.
Yeah,
well, I just don't know. Every two or three years.
To this day, I don't know how you do the show without a computer in front of you.
He doesn't have his nub iPhone,
too. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Or at least a tablet.
I've got all the same info.
But you know what my daughter told me yesterday? I know
it's
supposed
to be
fancy.
You have to squint and look at the tiny little squint.
I don't know how he does it. My daughter, because we're driving at the dullest all the time now, she said she could do her homework on her phone.
Right.
It's 2017.
Yeah,
Rick.
And look, she's got the latest phone. They're pretty big.
Yeah.
But still.
It's like Google Classroom or whatever.
Let me ask you right now. What do you have up right now?
Twitter. I'm watching Joel Embiid lay the ball in over top of that bus.
Are you telling me I can't get Twitter here? And what else have you discovered on your phone, on your laptop?
I find the phone slower. It's harder to use your nubby fingers on the screen. It's easier to use a silly keypad. It's bigger.
You gotta fumble around with the tiny phone.
During the breaks, I can go use that computer.
How many windows I have open?
I've got 9 windows open.
So what else you got?
I've got my college basketball draft. It's gonna take forever. Right, I've got the Rocket Richard trophy. I've got Twitter. And I've got a parking reservation. I've got a lot of plates
so
I'm spinning.
Funny. You're worried about parking? Where do you have to be today?
I always worry about parking.
Where do you have to be today?
No, not today. Tomorrow night. I'm taking my kids to a concert in D.C. And I have to have parking.
Seriously, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. You're already worried about tomorrow night's parking?
Always. I went to the Wizards game when I was off the show last week. And I made sure when I had my pass
at
the silly 106.7 The Fan box. At Capital One, I said, well, I need parking. So, of course, I talked to Jeff Lindsay. Got parking in the building.
All right. But you know where to park.
Parking.
But don't you know? You know where, like Capital One, Verizon, whatever you want to call the thing. You know where to park around there. You know the lots.
Of course I know the lots, but I work the parking angles.
Okay, that's fine.
I got a parking
pass. But there's
no
reason to be anxious about it because you know, worst case, you know where you'll park. You know plenty of lots.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to pay $40.
Okay, you don't want to pay
$20
where I park.
I like to have it taken care of.
Right, where are you going tomorrow? You're going to a concert tomorrow night. Where are you going? You going to the
Anthem? Black Cat.
All right. That's in Georgetown, right?
Not in Georgetown.
Okay,
at
tell
all.
Me. I don't know where it is.
It's off of U Street.
Oh, okay. You're feeling you won't. There won't be plenty of street parking or garages.
It's on a Friday night. The place will be buzzing. There'll be a billion people out. I have a guaranteed parking spot.
What is it buzzing for?
Who are you seeing?
I'm going to see a pop punk band with my kids. The story so far, they're a little bit silly. Yeah. I'll need to crank some of it up now. Right. But here's the thing. I like to have the parking. I don't like to cruise down into D.C. and drive around and make sure there's parking. I like to have it taken care of.
Okay. All right.
I plan for parking. I don't just willy-nilly go into the city and hope I can find parking close to the venue.
Have you ever
0.1 miles from the venue?
I'm glad you have it locked up.
It's important.
But have you ever, Zach Drab, I know, has done this. He's not, because I bought him a ticket to a playoff game, and he couldn't find parking and drove home and punted.
Right.
Have you ever done that, though?
Have I ever gone to an event, couldn't park, and then left?
Yeah, punted.
I don't believe so.
Right.
Because
you always find it.
I plan for parking. Right. I plan in advance. Parking Panda. Parking Bradley Beal. That's what I'm doing.
Let's go to Eric in Woodbridge. Eric, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, Junks. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great.
All right. I'm going to give the Redskins a 50% chance at beating the Saints.
50? That means we're 50. In trouble then.
Nope. Look, this is what the Redskins do. We win games we shouldn't.
You're right.
We lose games we should win.
You're right.
I do think Josh Norman's going to have a bounce back game. I think we're going to see a lot more Dachshund. I'm not sure about the running backs, how we're going to stop them for the Saints.
Exactly.
But I feel like maybe Kerrigan, Zach Brown, we're gonna have to step up. If we get Ioannidis back, that'll definitely be a bonus.
I have a question for you. Do you care that Max Scherzer just won his third Cy Young?
I do. I think it's great for him. Personally, I mean, that's a heck of an award. I just think that a lot of people get bitter, you know, like, well, how can he win that? They didn't win the,
World Series.
But it's a personal achievement, not a team achievement.
Right,
so I'm very happy for him.
Right, you're happy for him, and it means something to you.
Yeah, it's good. I'm a home team fan. He's
Don't
a home team player.
Don't you agree if Strauss had won it, it would be a little less exciting because he's kind of,
little poo-poo.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't like to talk to the media unless things are going his way.
He's not that fan-friendly. You know, I'm sure he's a great guy, whatever, but he's just a quiet guy. He's got a different personality.
He doesn't like to talk 9 days before a start. I know. We know that from experience.
Pitched a gem in game four, though.
He did, yep.
Let's go to Eric in Vienna. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
hey.
Eric?
We were talking about shows yesterday that you're looking to watch. I don't know if you heard of this one, but American Vandal, made by Netflix.
No, go ahead, tell us about
it. It's a mockumentary. It's kind of in the style of Making a Murderer, but it's about this high school where this like stoner kid is accused of spray painting dongs all over the faculty's cars, and his classmate. It takes place over like 8 episodes, but each episode, you think one kid did it, and then they're like, oh no, it's like a twist, and they're like, nope, and then they keep cracking down, like trying to figure out who drew the dongs, you know, and they.
Are they trying to be funny?
Yeah, it's trying to be funny. I think you guys get a kick out of it.
All right, we'll keep it.
They're making a second season. It did well enough.
Judging the faces in this room.
It sounds like they're trying too hard.
No, I've heard that everyone who's watched it likes it and keeps talking about it after they watch it. I don't know a lot about it. I don't know if it's real or fake.
Why don't you watch it and then tell us?
You mean like people are going to be talking about Godless on Netflix?
Yes.
Starting November 22nd.
You know what I finally got through on Netflix?
I don't understand why that's funny.
Because I'm doing promos for them. So I need to throw it out there. Added value. It's all about creating added value, EB.
13 Reasons Why, and I think it took me 13 weeks. I finally
didn't
got
watch
through
that.
It.
It's butt depressing about the girl who killed herself. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I'll take a hard pass on that.
Kids killing themselves.
Eric, American Vandal is a true crime satire, and it's getting 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't really do satire.
Girls Trip got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm starting to agree with Kevin on Rotten Tomatoes.
Can you reach out to my Discovery people? Why'd they stop? Why'd it dry up with the gold rush? I was getting all the gold.
Oh, I can get those for you.
What are you talking about?
Christo's number on speed dial?
Christo doesn't work there anymore. He
bounced.
Gold rush. And the guy used to send me the screeners.
Yeah,
I know, Phil.
You're
feeling a little bit jilted.
A little bit? I'm having to watch it with all the masses.
All right, I'll send an email. I thought you moved on.
No, I love that show. Gold Rush, I mean, Shark Tank is number one, but Gold Rush is in my top 10 for sure. Well,
let me guess. Is it called an empty hole or a dry hole? I don't know all the terminology.
I don't know.
When they're drilling and they find nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. If you say it's called a dry hole, I believe. I haven't caught on.
I think that's the terminology.
I'm sure. I haven't caught on.
They're not finding any gold in there. Is it the machine called the sluicer?
No. Well, yeah.
I'm just grasping.
Yeah, that's true. They call one of them, it's called Slucifer. They all have nicknames.
See, I didn't know that.
One is a Big Red, one's Slucifer.
Okay.
They have all these nicknames.
Are they still in, like, Alaska? Or are they going to different
spots
in the globe?
I think they're in Colorado for one of them. They're wherever the hell they are, it's butt far away.
Well, that could be a lot of places.
No, wherever they've been, it's just butt far away. That's where Parker always
goes. Yukon?
Yeah, I think that's
You care more about the color rush when teams in the NFL go with alternate uniforms.
I care much more about that than I do about drilling for gold.
Dude, it's so silly. These guys work their asses off all week, and then you get to see there's something primal about that.
They find little flecks from what I've seen.
They find millions of dollars worth of gold.
They don't find Jamal Murray's. They don't find Nikola Jokic's.
Big nuggets?
They don't find them.
Sometimes.
They find little.
Sometimes they do.
You know what they find? Gold dust.
Okay, but you know what? That gold dust.
The wrestler.
That gold dust ends up being worth like $3, $4 million at the end of the season.
Okay, but then you split it up. Then you got the massive overhead. You got to pay for the excavators. You got to pay for their nubs, cabins.
Somebody
they live
Jonas
in.
Watched a lot of it. I've never really gotten into those shows.
No,
I've seen it, but
again, it's nice. Like with Bar Rescue. I see 8 or 10 episodes, and I say,
"Oh, it's so much better than Bar Rescue."
I've seen all of these. Same with Wicked Tuna. You're trying to land a big tuna. I get it. Okay.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk some NFL with Steve Tasker, formerly of the Bills. Now he works for the NFL on CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.